Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Previously on Secluded Thoughts.
I got this idea a while back, but I never really did anything with it because I felt like I had enough to prioritize. And then the idea came back around. So I'm like, if it came back around, I would rather just do it. And if I don't like it or if it doesn't work out, then at least I cross it off my list and I don't have to keep thinking about this, right? And I made a whole episode about that on Don't Settle for What Ifs. I will leave it in the description. But yeah, so we already talked about that. I told you I don't live my life with regrets and what ifs. I like to check things off of the list, okay? Live full, die empty. So because I had the idea and then I had the idea initially a while ago. I don't remember when. And then it came back. I was like, you know what? Let me just do this, right? Let me pace myself in doing this because, again, I don't want to get too distracted and we'll talk about that in a second. But I was like, because I have this idea and it's kind of like a nagging thing, let me just do it, but let me set a realistic timeline for myself and, you know, let me just explore it because it keeps coming back to my mind periodically. Y'all, I went on my Gmail account for that thing and then I looked at the email. And you know, when you just make a Gmail account, they send you an email saying welcome, whatever, whatever. That email, that welcome email when I just created the Gmail was for November 29th, I think, 2021. So you're telling me almost 2 years ago. Almost 2 years ago, I had this idea and I put it off and it has come to my mind off and on, but I put it off to focus on other things and now it came back and I'm seeing I had this, I've been sitting on this for 2 years. Like, that's what I mean. Like, we have ideas, we have things that we want to explore. We are creative beings, right? We are creative beings. I'm very creative. I used to think I was logistical and analytical because I have a finance and accounting background, and I realized that no, like, yeah, I like the analytical stuff, but I am creative. I like being creative, so I have a lot of creative ideas. But the fact that I literally had this idea and I've been sitting on it for 2 years, I'm like, at this point, it will not go into the new year with me. Like, I'm going to try it. I am going to, again, set a realistic timeline for myself, define what, you know, a refined version of consistency looks like for me with everything else I have going on. And I'm just going to do it. I do not want to log into that email 2 more years from now and see that I had it like 4 years ago. You see what I'm saying? Like, some things, they won't leave your mind until you explore them. And I don't want to be the type of person just sitting on a bunch of ideas, right? I would rather try everything, learn what I need to learn from those experiences. And if it works, great. If it doesn't, I'm not thinking about it anymore, right? It's off the list. So I thought I was very vague. But if it works, then y'all will see what it is. Okay, for now, we'll let it be a surprise. But that just goes to show you, like, I want you to think about, are there things that you have been sitting on, ideas that you have been sitting on for years and you don't even know because you think, oh yeah, that's just something, maybe I'll do it, maybe I won't. But then if you were the type of person who maybe wrote down your ideas in a book, like I have a journal, a notebook thingy, solely for ideas. Anytime I have an idea, I just write it in that book, which reminds me, I think I'll go read it when I'm done. But that just goes to show you that if you're the type of person who happens to document these things and you journal about stuff, Like, just think about how long you have been sitting on some of those ideas, some of those things that you want to do. Maybe they are not in line with what you do for a living, or it's something just completely different, something that you probably never saw yourself doing, something that you feel like you are not talented enough for, obviously, because you probably never done it before, but you gain the skills by actually doing it. Just saying. But I want you to think about, are there things you are sitting on and procrastinating on or putting off just because you don't feel like they're aligned with what you are doing right now, or whatever reason? Like, for example, right, the very fact that you are listening to me right now on a podcast, I never thought I would be doing this. I never thought I would be, you know, talking to you, talking to people like this. I never thought I would be doing this, and it's like completely opposite from what I do in my job. So that's what I'm saying. Like, don't limit yourself just because it might not be related to what you do for a living. Like, I'm making this episode to encourage you to explore your creativity, right? Or whatever ideas you have. Maybe it's not very creative, but whatever it is, I'm making this episode to encourage you to not bring any of these things into the new year as ideas. Like, have something tangible to show for it. Have some progress, right? Sometimes, and this happened with one of the things on my list, but sometimes if you are a researcher like I am, sometimes when you just start the research process, you start looking at people who do it, you start like learning more about the thing before you do it. Sometimes right then and there in the research phase, you might be like, yeah, this is not for me. And then now you can comfortably check it off the list, right? It's not lingering over you anymore. And I had something like that on my list where I thought I wanted to do XYZ, but in the process of trying to do it, I was like, this is actually not for me, right? And I don't see that as a failure. I see it as, okay, great, I crossed that off the list. I can focus on everything else that I'm doing, right? So I really want you to think about this, because you need to get your life together. Okay, you need to get your life together. You cannot just be carrying all of these ideas around. You have enough problems to worry about, okay? Now, you should not worry, but at the same time, like, if you're anything like me, I think a lot. I think a lot, and I practically live inside my head. I don't have space to be carrying a bunch of ideas and stuff, like, because I will think about it all the time. I will think about the possibilities of what my life could look like if I did this thing and I did this thing successfully, right? And I just, for me personally, I decided a long time ago that I just wouldn't live my life like that. I don't want to be the type of person who allows all of my ideas and my creativity to die with me, right? And some of these things, I've realized that the reason why I haven't done it isn't just because of my busy schedule or, you know, lack of knowledge and information, or feeling like that's not something I would do or whatever. Sometimes, right, and I've realized this for some of them. Some of them, for me, there was a deeper reason why I was putting it off. I have been, y'all already know, if you can't tell already, I'm a very introspective person. I reflect a lot on my life. And I realized that some of the things that I've been putting off, and some of the reasons why some of the things I'm doing isn't the best it could be, is because of certain limiting beliefs that I have. And I am actively working on fixing that so that I can bypass those beliefs and do the things that I really want to do, right? So you think it's simple as, oh, this is just an idea, or this is just not for me, or whatever. But sometimes there are deeper meanings behind, or deeper reasons behind, why you are afraid to do something, or why something might not be working out for you, right? So I'm telling you, sometimes it's a struggle being this deep. Like, I can't ever just let things, like, it can never just be on the surface for me. If I am not doing something or I'm afraid to do something, I don't just accept that. I have to think of why. Is there a deeper meaning behind this? And I go down a rabbit hole and I'm just like, okay, I need to address this limiting belief. Sometimes it's exhausting, okay? But it's very rewarding, okay? The results are worth it. Thanks for tuning in to this week's recap. If you enjoyed that snippet, make sure you check out the full episode listed in the title and the description. And tune in every week on Tuesdays and Thursdays for more recaps. Also, if you know someone who needs to hear this, make sure you share this episode with them. Or if you would like to share it with your followers, because maybe you think a few people who follow you should probably hear it for whatever reason, screenshot the episode and share it on your Instagram story and tag me at secluded.thoughts. Thanks again for listening, and make sure you subscribe and leave a 5-star rating and a written review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever you listen. And I will talk to you on the next episode.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.